Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The phrases family road trip and driving to see family probably conjure up certain images in your head, or feelings rather, hot, cramped, and annoyed feelings. Fighting with your siblings, listening to your kids fight in the back seat, being bored once you get wherever you're going, which is inevitably going to see your grandparents or in-laws who for some reason invariably live in Arizona. Unpleasant, in other words. It feels and seems unpleasant. Or, road tripping to or with family makes you think of National Lampoon's Vacation, a movie that made comic gold out of an unexpectedly, but still predictably, nightmarish getaway. By the way, the producers said that I can make one reference to National Lampoon's Vacation per season on this podcast about horrible vacations, so consider that me cashing in on my coupon. Anyway. Today's unfortunate yet comically bemused subject of Welcome to Paradise It Sucks is a mom named Cyrene. She endured about the most horrible road trip imaginable. Everything that can go wrong, as the saying goes, did go wrong. And then some, as I, Andrew Tate, say. But this one seems just patently unfair. Because Cyrene went into everything with a big heart, open spirit, and positive attitude. And what did all that get her? Sleeping in a bathtub covered in vomit from two different people. This is Welcome to Paradise It Sucks, Episode 5, Car Sick Bed Rest. Let's all go back to 2021. It was a slightly different time. Pandemic shutdowns and restrictions were just beginning to be lifted. People were leaving their homes again and gathering in large groups to celebrate the moments of life they couldn't for the better part of a year. And Cyrene was ready for a trip. She needed this trip. She had two young kids at home and didn't get the opportunity to take a lot of trips. So when the opportunity presented itself, she jumped at the chance.
I don't take many vacations with my family, but my in-laws offered to pay for us all to go with them to a wedding in Arizona.
That is extremely generous. What a lovely gesture. You get to see people you like get married, and on the way, hang out with some other people that you like. With somebody else footing the bill. It's perfect. What was the itinerary like?
We'd stop a day or so in New Mexico to see more family. I really like my in-laws, so this is not a story about nightmare in-laws.
Well, at least that's some good news. And it's just about the last good news in this story. So buckle up. It's going to be a bumpy ride, quite literally. No, bumpy isn't the word. Traumatic? Yeah, traumatic. Haunting. Maybe even a little nauseating. It's going to be a traumatic, haunting, and nauseating ride. Cyrene and her family, husband, kids, etc., hadn't even hit the road yet before trouble set in. The night before they left, tragedy literally struck.
My husband worked late, and my mother and father-in-law offered to pick up my stepdaughters from their moms and bring them to our house.
That was nice. No good deed goes unpunished, however.
They were all driving down the highway when a rogue tire hit the windshield. Everyone was fine, some minor cuts and bruising, but everyone should really have been dead considering what the tire did.
One would think that would put a damper on the trip, but they kind of had to go to that wedding. And also, Cyrene and her family really wanted to get out of Dodge.
Completely total the car that they were going to drive on vacation, and the kids were scared to get back in the car again for a long car ride.
Understandably. But you still didn't think about calling the whole thing off?
We were all kind of deciding whether or not to go. You know, we wanted to see the family, especially my in-laws. So they just decided, yeah, let's do this and we'll go.
That's some can-do spirit. Don't let life get you down when you're trying to live your life, Cyrene. Not being sarcastic at all here. I'm pretty impressed. So anyway, the next day arrives. Everyone's shot nerves have been restored, and with all in good spirits, they hit the road.
After we got all packed up and were driving for about 3 hours, we came to a very long line of cars stopped on the only highway we could take to get there.
Yep, it was the natural enemy of the carefree vacationer, an inexplicable and unexplained pileup. And it wasn't the kind that you saw in the movie La La Land. Nobody was dancing and singing about your typical LA traffic.
We saw a Flight for Life helicopter come in after waiting about half an hour, and everyone around us was happy because we thought whatever happened, it was going to clear up soon.
Once the obstruction was removed to make the road is clear, right? Wrong. Because of course they were.
We started hearing other cars around us say it would be another 3 hours or more before things would get moving again.
After some discussions, Cyrene and family decided to turn around, backtrack, and take a detour. It would add extra time to the trip, but then so had sitting in traffic for 3 hours.
So about an extra hour out of the way, we got there at night and were welcomed with a wonderful dinner and enjoyed talking with family.
The end. Nah, just kidding. That's just the end of day one, and it was a happy ending. So, you know, we're not really done here, listener. Cyrene and the whole lot of Cyreniacs spent a night in a hotel and returned to visit a little bit more with the relatives they saw the previous evening. And because it's impolite to show up empty-handed, they bought breakfast for everyone.
We went back to say our goodbyes and had breakfast donuts. I went to share one with my husband, but quickly spit it out as it was Ron's side, but not real noticeable.
Let's linger on this, not just because it's a moment of foreshadowing that will herald the coming catastrophe, but also because it's weird. How do you even make a raw donut? Aren't they just like balls of dough that you throw in a deep fryer for an actual hot minute? It's pretty hard to mess up, but this donut place somehow did, spectacularly. Cyrene and company feasted on raw donuts. Those poor people. Nothing sadder than a moment with a donut ruined forever.
I was sure the kids had probably ate a raw one as well. I was a little worried, but didn't really think about it.
While she wasn't thinking about it, her digestive system was. As were the digestive systems of her husband and kids. We'll get to that. Oh, how we will get to that. But first, for Cyrene, it's back in the car with Arizona on her mind.
The kids were taking turns riding with us and their grandparents to Arizona, and it was my daughter's turn to ride with her cousin and my sister-in-law on the back.
Upon arrival in Arizona, the Grand Canyon State, where the official state food is Apache trout, fun fact, Cyrene's daughter asked if she could sleep in the bed with her mother that night. Clearly, she wasn't feeling 100%. And then Cyrene's sister-in-law said that she wanted to stay close too.
Because she was feeling nauseous.
More prescient words have never been spoken. Cyrene tended to her daughter's needs, setting things up for the possible but still seemingly unlikely event of some kind of waste-expelling episode.
I set her up on the bed and gave her a trash can just in case, but I thought it was just car sickness. I laid down next to her as she whimpered and had my son on the other side watching some TV.
On vacation? You got your two precious kids with you, one on each side, everybody happily drifting off to sleepy land. It's positively idyllic. And then reality hit hard. The donuts would have their revenge on Cyrene.
My daughter turned over and threw up all over my hair and neck. And about a half hour after that, my son threw up all over me.
Like at the same time?
And they took turns throwing up on me all night long.
Actually, that sounds way worse than getting barfed on by two people simultaneously. Tandem vomiting. Alternating barfers. Relay puking.
Then when she decided to throw up, like, she literally just turned over and threw up all over me. And I'm like, why did you do that? And so the rest of the time she threw up in the trash can. But that first time it was all over me and I had to change and everything.
Cyrene's husband called the hotel's front desk in search of some badly needed fresh sheets and as many towels as they could offer, to little avail.
And because of COVID, they couldn't really give us a lot of extras. They gave us a couple extra towels, but they didn't really help that much with it. We changed what we could and laid towels over what we could.
Crisis temporarily averted. The kids went back to sleep. Just the kids, though.
But then me and my husband started throwing up all night. I ended up going through all of the clothes that I had, and so I just laid in the bathtub because I couldn't stop throwing up either.
She could have conveniently puked into the conveniently situated toilet, but somebody wouldn't share.
The toilet was being taken by my husband, so I just slept in the shower the rest of the night. I'm soaking wet from taking a bunch of showers. And, you know, I have no clothes left, so I just was like, I'm just gonna lay in the bathtub and just ride this out until I stop throwing up.
Eventually, and as improbable and miraculous as it must have felt in the moment, the throwing up did finally mercifully stop. At least for the grown-ups.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I'm learning new things about myself even as I get older. For instance, after a recent session with my therapist, I learned about some lifelong triggers that I had never recognized before. These triggers would mess with my head and my mood. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. But change is good. I'm now doing much better because of it. Therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we react the way that we do until we talk through things. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who can take you on a journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/paradise today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/paradise. Now back to the show.
The next day, we all were still like a little sick. My son was throwing up still a little bit, so we stayed in that day.
But Cyrene's trip and its various mishaps continued unabated. Not in quite the stomach-churning fashion, but frustrations remained around each and every corner.
The next day, we had wanted to sightsee a little bit, and so I found this Japanese garden that sounded really cool.
I mean, yeah, Japanese gardens are the best. Good call.
When we got there, we were about half an hour too late, and they were closed.
Oh, well, then never mind. I'm sure it was bad.
And then I had saw this other historic building that I guess was haunted, and so it sounded kind of fun as well.
Sure, sure. But I'm guessing that's because it's part of this story. The only thing that historic building was haunted with were agents of chaos that wanted to ruin Cyrene's vacation.
And while I was changing my son's diaper, that's how long it took for another couple to buy tickets, and that was all they were taking for the day. And so we missed both of the chances that I had looked up to sightsee, and we just decided that it wasn't in our favor.
It really wasn't, Cyrene. I'm so sorry. But hey, at long last, the whole reason for this trip in the first place, it arrived. The wedding. The wedding that they risked life, limb, and a lifelong aversion to donuts to attend.
The wedding that we had come to see was quite nice. Everything was going pretty well.
Good. They needed a respite from the madness. Frankly, so did I. Probably you did too, listener.
But then when it came to toast, someone brought a sword out to cut the top of the bottle.
Oh man, that is so cool. Did you know there's actually a name for that? It's called sabrage, as in saber. So badass. I totally want to learn how to do that.
A piece of the bottle flew off and hit my mother-in-law's neck.
Oh, okay. Maybe I don't want to learn how to do that.
But it wasn't serious enough to go to the hospital, but it did leave a nasty scar.
Yeah, sharp and freshly cut glass shards flying at high speeds will do that. Speaking of unwanted toxic projectiles, what happened next, Cyrene?
My son had spurts of throwing up the rest of the trip. He didn't eat at all. I had to take him to the doctor when we got back.
Yikes. Poor little guy. How about you? How were you holding up at this point? I mean, how were you holding up at this point?
On the morning that we all packed up, I got vertigo because I have Meniere's disease.
Meniere's disease, by the way, is a condition that affects the inner ear and as such causes problems with balance, particularly severe vertigo. It's awful.
And so the stress of everything that had happened plus the heat just caused it to flare up.
While Cyrene could do little more than just lay there and feel like she was gonna die, her husband packed up the kids and the car and got everything ready to go. And Cyrene.
Him and my father-in-law had to carry me out of the hotel with my eyes closed so I wouldn't get too dizzy and throw up everywhere.
Just what this story could have used. More unexpected vomiting. But wait, about that.
We were going to go back to New Mexico to visit the family because we only had that one night with them, but they were all sick too. So I don't actually know if it was the donuts or not.
It was probably the donuts, glazed with misfortune, bad luck, and chaos. Cyrene, at any point in this trip, did you realize that maybe all of the things that happened were omens?
Like, everything had just continually seemed to go wrong. We were like, yeah, I think we should have taken that as an omen. But we, you know, hindsight's 20/20. And so it really was the worst vacation that I've ever taken.
It's the worst vacation almost anyone has ever taken, trust us. But one question remains, Cyrene, have you and your family forgiven donuts? Could you ever eat them again?
Oh yeah, they all love donuts, so we still eat donuts.
Good. They tried to break your spirit, but they couldn't do it. You're a trooper, Cyrene. Thanks for telling your story here. And I hope that your next trip is exceedingly and delightfully boring, or at least one where everybody keeps all their food down and nobody brandishes a sword. It's time once again for Andrew's travel tips. Tip number one, pack extra towels. As advised by well-known founts of wisdom like The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and Towly from South Park, don't forget to bring a towel. If you've got your own vehicle, you've got the storage space, and it's great to just have plenty on hand. Towels can clean up almost any nasty emergency, particularly your kid's vomit. Tip number two, check your food. Discerning diners who order steak in a restaurant will cut into it to see if it's as pink in the middle as they had ordered it. Michael Jordan ate a pizza in Utah the night before he played the Utah Jazz in the NBA Finals and got a nasty case of food poisoning. Cyrene and her entire family were down and sick for two whole days and nights thanks to semi-raw donut batter. It's never a bad idea to check food for edibility, particularly when you're in unknown environs. Tip number three. Steer clear of swords. Unless you're a dashing rogue or a medieval knight, do not handle swords and do not be in the same room as anyone handling swords. This is not a feudal fairy tale kingdom. This is real life, and swords don't belong in your day-to-day or on your vacay. Tip number four, do not hate donut. Now that's just, that's a stupid one. Until next time, thank you for listening to Welcome to Paradise. It sucks. And don't forget to write a review wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out. While you're at it, follow me at Let's Not Meet Cast on Instagram for more updates and upcoming episodes. And check out my other shows, Let's Not Meet, a true horror podcast, and Odd Trails at CrypticCountyPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to hear your worst vacation story on the show, email us at welcometoparadiseitsucks@gmail.com.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.